Went out to sell some of my old manga the other day, and it taught me a very important lesson about storytelling. That's coming up next. What's up, everybody? This is Chuck West. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Anime Storytelling Podcast. A very special shout out to our first-time listeners. This is the podcast in which we discuss how anime, anime music, and everything else in between can teach us to become better, greater storytellers. What you're hearing in the background right now is the ending theme song to Samurai Champloo, very popular anime from back in the early 2000s, 2004, 2005. The name of the song is Shiki no Uta. So, why am I playing this old school anime track? Because this is about selling old school manga and what it taught me about storytelling. Let's dive right into it. The other day I was visiting a place called First Aid Comics. Really great selection of graphic novels and old school manga. If you're ever in Hyde Park or Wicker Park, you should check it out. I walked in with a bin full of manga. Of course. And the man who owns the store was very impressed with the collection I was showing him. I had everything from Gundam to Full Metal Alchemist to Cowboy Bebop. The classics, of course. And he was gladly willing to pay me for them. But there was another series of books that he was very interested in buying that I didn't have on me at the time. No, it wasn't a manga. No, it wasn't an American graphic novel. No, it wasn't a single issue comic. As a matter of fact, it was a book series called How to Draw Manga. Now, this is also an old school book series from the late 90s and early 2000s. And as the store owner described them, the books are white covered with original illustrations on the front and some original backgrounds and drafts on the back. And they take you throughout the entire process of how to draw manga, how to draw characters, how to develop characters, how to draw backgrounds, how to use perspective, how to make good use of point and line, how to draw details of the hair, the face, hands, feet, anatomy, whatever you could think of, plant life, animals, mecha, armor, aircraft. Luckily, I had some of these books at home. 11, in fact. So I told them, okay, I'll come back tomorrow with those books. And so I did. Came back, he was very pleased. Apparently, the How to Draw Manga series is in high demand. So what does this teach us about storytelling? You may have noticed over the past several years, if you go on social media or YouTube, you'll see ads featuring experts. What do I mean by experts? I mean people who can teach you how to do different things. People who can teach you how to develop certain skills. I'm going to teach you how to make money. I'm going to teach you how to do marketing. I'm going to teach you real estate. I'm going to teach you how to paint. I'm going to teach you how to draw. In this case, how to draw manga. The how-to culture has become very, very popular over the past several years. And it's become part of what people use as a tool for telling stories. Makes sense, right? People out there want to develop their skills in something so that they can achieve some goal that they have. The goal of a mangaka is to be a great manga artist. So, of course, the How to Draw Manga series will help with that. Or if you want to draw anime. Or if you want to know what materials to use, what kind of pencils and what kind of erasers to use, what screen tones to use. That'll teach you how to draw manga most effectively. We all want to be experts in something. So a great way to get people really into your story is to offer a great how-to within the story. Now, this doesn't mean you have to be specifically into technical lists and all, like, oh, step one, here's how I made it to the top of the mountain. I first put one pick into the foundation of the mountain, a pick into the rock. Step two, I moved one of my feet. Step three, I took another pick and, you know, okay. It doesn't have to be a literal numbered list of step-by-step activities. But people want to know. We want to know. How do we see our dreams come true? How do we make it to the top of that mountain? How do we become mangaka? How do we learn to rap? How do we learn to freestyle and write songs and make music? How do we learn to understand shows like Fooly Cooly? Tell me something, guys. Do you find the second season more understandable than the first? I remember being confused as hell for the first season of Fooly Cooly. Either way, when we're able to help someone else achieve their goals and dreams, those people become more interested in our story. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to favorite this podcast. Be sure to leave comments or voicemails if you have something you want to say to me directly. I'd love to hear from you guys. Thanks so much. Have a great one. See you next week. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.